Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. A new Congress convenes today. Democrat Nancy Pelosi is expected to be re-elected House Speaker. The Senate can't determine its majority leader until after Tuesday's special elections in Georgia. On Wednesday, both houses will meet to certify that Joe Biden won the presidential election. Some House Republicans say they'll object. Now more Senate Republicans plan to join them. NPR's Jason Slotkin reports.
The seven Republican senators include Ted Cruz from Texas and Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee. And they're joined by four senators-elect who also say they'll reject electors from states they consider disputed. Their reasoning is unprecedented allegations of voter fraud. But what their Saturday statement does not offer is any evidence to back up their concerns, nor does it specify the states. The group of Republicans joins Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, who also plans to object. Their efforts aren't supported by most Republican senators, including Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, since an attempt to stop the certification is likely to fail. Jason Slotkin, NPR News.
A federal appeals court last night upheld the dismissal of a lawsuit brought by Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert. He had claimed that Vice President Mike Pence has the power to invalidate Biden's presidential win at Wednesday's session. It's the last weekend before the Georgia runoff elections that will determine control of the Senate. Emil Moffitt from member station WABE reports.
More than 3 million Georgians have already cast a ballot, a new record for a runoff election in the state. Three of the candidates, Republican Kelly Loeffler and Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, hit the campaign trail Saturday, urging those who haven't voted yet to go to the polls on Election Day. Ossoff spoke in Stone Mountain.
Georgia is going to make a statement about love and decency and compassion and unity, because that's what Georgia stands for.
GOP Senator David Perdue was limited to TV appearances Saturday. A close contact with someone with the coronavirus is keeping him at home as a precaution. For NPR News, I'm Emil Moffitt in Atlanta.
COVID-19 infections continue to rise in the U.S. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University now say the death toll has reached more than 350,000. The Trump administration had planned to have 20 million people vaccinated against COVID by now, but it's not anywhere near that goal. State and local officials are trying to do their part. Houston, Texas opened its first public vaccination clinic yesterday. Mayor Sylvester Turner says the city is expected to administer about 1,000 doses.
The goal will be to get these vaccines out as quickly as we get them. But we do know that eventually we will need to go to some mega sites, some mass distribution sites.
Turner says Houston has seen more than 1,500 deaths to COVID-19. This is NPR News. India's drug regulator today gave final approval for the emergency use of two coronavirus vaccines, one developed by AstraZeneca in Oxford and the other by an Indian company. India has recorded more than 10 million cases of COVID-19, second in the world after the U.S. Suspected Islamist militants attacked several villages in Niger near the Mali border, killing at least 56 people. The BBC's Will Ross has more.
Niger's Tillaberi region has been targeted before. Islamist militants riding motorbikes killed at least 20 people in villages there last May. This latest violence comes as the country is preparing for a runoff election. Whoever takes over from President Mahamudu Issoufou will inherit the difficult task of stopping the insecurity. And it's not just the border area near Mali that's in trouble. Southeast Niger is also insecure. Last month, 27 people were killed in the Diffa region when Boko Haram jihadists attacked from Nigeria.
The BBC's Will Ross. Pedro Pierluisi was sworn in as the new governor of Puerto Rico yesterday. He promised to work for statehood for the territory. A referendum in November showed most voters support Puerto Rico becoming a state. The U.S. Congress would have to approve that. A judge in London is to rule tomorrow on whether WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange can be extradited from the United Kingdom to the U.S. to face espionage charges. He's charged with publishing secret military documents. His lawyers say the First Amendment protects him from prosecution because he was exposing U.S. military wrongdoing. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.